author of Be Strong, Stay Strong, and Escape from Hate Land. My most recent publications is a series entitled Contemplating a Sip of Satan's Sweet Tea. All of them have the same title, but different subheaders. Well, tonight's Keep It Simple series episode. I know, right? Say that 3 times fast. Well, tonight's Keep It Simple, so, my goodness, Keep It Simple series episode, I get it, for the week is entitled God Answers Prayer. And the reason why I wanted to share that is if you listen to my last episode, oh my gosh, talk about having a moment where I actually shared what was going on with a particular parental figure, and I coincided that with myself, basically in reference to self-sabotage. Well, I have some fantastic news. Obviously, my listeners were praying for me, as well as that particular parental figure. And the following day, they, in their own way, apologized, because we know, just like there's various love languages, there are various apology languages. And rather than her saying that she was sorry, I'm quite sure the Lord pricked her emotional well-being, and she went ahead and yielded, conceded, and did what was right in the eyesight of God and man. So without further ado, we are hoping that the closing of the home for my parental figures will take place this week. So your prayers are definitely welcome. That was definitely a prayer project. And then in reference to me, I am definitely open to suitors now for the purpose of marriage. So thank y'all very much for your prayers. But beside that, I wanted to share some of the projects that are already published. You are aware of my God-Given University notebook. There's a 6x9 and an 8.5x11 that shows a person how to say hello in various languages spoken locally. But the larger size notebook is extended, where it shows the person how to say hello, thank you, and goodbye in various languages. But beside that, there is a book that was recently published by my father and I, where we co-authored it. One is entitled In the Beginning Was God, and it's basically using science against itself to show that it's tomfoolery compared to the Word of God if you use scientific logic according to how the earth came into being, things like that. The following book that I co-authored with my dad is entitled Planet Earth and the Apocalypse. There's a debate going on as of late regarding if there's going to be the rapture before the tribulation. And there are a number of individuals who believe that that is the case, because the Word of God does say that, number one, the Lord knows how to deliver the righteous from the ungodly. And it gave various examples of Enoch, where he was raptured. It gave the example of Noah, where his family was rescued before the flood. It talked about Elijah, things of that nature. But then there are individuals who believe that the church and the body of Christ will actually go through the tribulation. And it's based upon a few references in the Bible that talks about when the Antichrist is revealed, and it says that it'll happen at the last trumpet. And it also says that, no, I apologize, it says the rapture of the church will take place at the last trumpet. So what does last mean? That means the very last thing. So that gives other individuals the impression that no, Christians will be on this planet when that takes place. Now, I'm not trying to get people persuaded on one end or the other. Either you're going to go up with Christ or you're not. That's just plain and simple. So, I'm not going to speak on one spectrum or the other. But I did listen to both instances in a reference to people who talk about, okay, well, God rescued the righteous before all of these things happened. For example, Enoch and Noah. And I'm like, yes, I said, but there are some individuals that they went through it. Like, for example, Daniel in the lion's den. He was in there, but he wasn't hurt. Or the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were in the furnace, but they were not hurt. So there's various instances. For example, Peter, when he was in prison, lock, stock, and barrel, and the angel delivered him, he was in that situation, but he was not hurt. John, the apostle, who was the only apostle who lived from natural causes, where they tried to boil this man in oil. That's a nice way of saying they tried to fry him to death. I mean, what do you fry your chicken in? You don't boil your chicken in oil. You fry it in oil. They tried to fry this man like he was a KFC special ingredient, and he would not die. And then they just banished him to the Isle of Patmos. And he was the only disciple out of all 12 who died of natural death. He was in the midst of that, and he was protected. So there's, yes, the word of God says that the Lord knows how to deliver the righteous from the ungodly, but they were still in the midst of it. The Bible also says that great are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Now, my take on that is that there regretfully happen to be a large number of Christians who are not spending that quality time with the Lord. They are rooting for things that are anti-righteousness, just things that's just not efficient or productive for society. Children, families, things of that nature, for whatever reason. Let them tell it. They feel that that's just how things are supposed to be, although it's contrary to the Word of God. Nevertheless, there are individuals who have been sowing all types of ungodly, unrighteous seed that's not productive whatsoever, and then they think they're just gonna go ahead and escape all of this tomfoolery that they have sown into the earth, and then leave it for the unbelievers to have to reap the consequences of some of these Christians' piss poor decisions. Me personally, the Bible says that we will reap what we sow. And for individuals who believe that they can sow whatever they want and then turn around and get away from the consequences, that is not the case. For example, I recall feeling like, you know, it seemed like certain people just kept getting away with things. It seems like they could just do whatever and nothing happened to them, like they never reap any consequences for their actions. I found that that is false. everyone reaps the consequences for their actions. We may not actually see it or know it, but they're going to reap it. No one can throw a rock and hide their hand from God. Absolutely no one. I will give you an example of such. Some people feel some kind of way about slavery. FYI, slavery has been taking place since mankind has been on this earth. There have been individuals who are always trying to enslave someone, dominate someone, oppress someone, because they're just mean bullies. They just want to feel like they are in control of something. Okay, so this is not, excuse me, directed to a particular era. I'm just picking an era as an example. The latest era that I can think of is slavery, when it took place in the United States. As a bonus, slavery movies or racism movies, I don't know why, it does not bother me. I have a very high tolerance level for seeing things like that, and I'm guessing it's because I'm a history buff. I really enjoy learning and hearing about history. Regretfully, the pet peeve for me is if I hear about trauma and harm being inflicted on a child or a baby. That's, you know, something I have to watch emotionally for me. Especially if they were sexually assaulted. That just, I can't. Mm-mm. Movies like that, if I find out anything like that took place in a movie, you can guarantee Lalita when I ever see that movie again. But regarding slavery and all of this other stuff, that just does not bother me at all. So I'll give the example of slavery in the United States. And some people felt like, oh my gosh, this particular group of people enslaved this other group of people, and they never paid the price. They just seemed to be doing very well. Nothing ever happened to them. That is not the case at all. Did you know that during the Civil War, and kudos to a particular bishop in the Michigan area who have multiple churches in different states and countries, he actually brought this to everyone's attention who watch him on television or online or happen to be a parishioner or a visitor at his church. He brought this information to their attention, I want to say, around the beginning of the pandemic. So I want to say it was a little under 3 years. And they gave the example, he gave the example of what happened to the individuals in the South who was fighting to keep slavery because it was a moneymaker. And every individual in the South, when I say every individual in the South, lost one male family member minimum during the Civil War. Every single woman lost either a husband or a father or a brother or uncle, a nephew. There was not one household in the South that did not lose one male family member during the Civil War. It took over 100 years for them to recover from the Civil War. The sad part is that Mississippi is still considered to be the poorest state in the Union of the United States. Don't tell me a person can easily just slip on through some things and not reap what they sowed. That is a prime example of someone who reaped what they sowed. I said that to say this, you cannot throw rocks and hide your hand and not think that eventually it will happen to you. It may not be the same magnitude, but something along those lines. The same with some of these men having sex before marriage. Then they continue to do it and continue to do it. And it's like, don't you know what kind of seed you're sowing into your life? I'm like, one day it probably is not going to work anymore. Or you're probably going to have some type of diagnosis where you ain't even thinking about trying to have sex because you're too busy trying to seek the Lord for your healing and your health. I mean, just all of these different things. People who do all of these different things, your body is like a tape recorder. It's going to play that stuff back. You can't continue to dump all of that stuff emotionally and just, you can't continue to do that. You will reap what you sow, be it you know the Lord or not, it's going to happen. Be it ignorance or not, it's going to happen. And although this particular podcast is entitled Keep It Simple, God Answers Prayer, you have to be willing to make that change. You really do. You just can't continue to have strife in your heart, animosity in your heart, being a gold digger or trying to sabotage or trying to force people to be in situations they're not supposed to be in, or continuing to abuse and misuse someone because it's right there and it's readily available, knowing your heart isn't with them. It's time out for that. It's even time out for stealing from the church. You sow into everyone else's lives. You sow into live streaming platforms. You sow into new garments and brand name items. Some individuals sow into making sure they have hearty, healthy meals, but they're not sowing into the ministry or the gospel to ensure that we are doing what we are doing what people are demanding the government does. It was never the government's responsibility to assist the poor. It was the church's responsibility. And kudos to the mega churches and the churches in the neighborhoods who does it. But if the finances came into the church the way it was supposed to, it would happen. And then you have some tacky people who be like, yeah, but you know, I ain't paying for their house, I ain't paying for their car, all this other stuff. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And trust and believe, your tithes are being taken care of to do a number of things. Your tithes is not the only income that come. People sow into a person's life all the time. Having someone giving you something before you did not buy, having someone blessed you with something before and you didn't have to use your money, how dare you think that that is what some of these pastors are doing with the income. There may be some, just like there are some individuals in the workplace who are not working and giving their full 180 or 100%. You have that in every genre, but in every situation and class and group of people, but we're still supposed to do what's right and let God expose that should it be exposed. The Bible says, you know, touch not mine anointed, do my prophets no harm. And that also includes in how I see it, making sure that you walk the walk and talk the talk by paying your tithes and in addition to that offering. It's like you sow into what you love. You sow into your children. You sow into them being registered for football games, to be able to play in Little League, to learn karate, all of the arts, have music and piano teachers. It's the same with the church. Let's not be selfish, because the bottom line is you're doing that because you're either jealous or you're greedy. or ignorant. There are some people who are just ignorant and they just don't know. But if your heart is pure and right towards God, you're going to want to do what's right. So, homework assignment. Now that we're getting ready to come to the close of this year of 2022, within the next, oh my goodness, in less than about 16 days, or 26 days, forgive me. Homework assignment. Write down all of the things that at one point you were actually believing God for and you actually got it. Not with you trying to manipulate, control the situation, maneuver it how you wanted it to go, but that it actually happened. Start keeping a track of that. So when you perilous times and difficult and challenging times come, you have something to reflect on. Well, that concludes my Keep It Simple series episode for the week. If you would like to know more about me, you can follow me on a plethora of avenues. There is my God-Giving University Publishing LLC webpage, which is ggupllc@wordpress.com. And it's also a Facebook and Instagram page. I also have my personal author page, which is laletawilliams.com. It is laletawilliams.com. And trust and believe, when Lalita, when that day comes, when I am officially Mrs. You'll hear in the near or far future, I will definitely be blowing that last name up like, yes, I am Mrs. Such and Such. Hey, boo, why don't you give everybody a shout out online? I will definitely be praising my darling. I definitely will. So, with that being said, I would like to conclude this episode. Thank you for listening. Remember your homework assignment. And lastly, continue to stay prayerful. It changes things for real. And cast your cares upon Jesus Christ because he cares for you. Love you all. Y'all have a phenomenal week. Bye-bye.